Paul George is here and he is perfect. He made his Sixers debut tonight in the preseason versus the Minnesota Timberwolves. Have some thoughts on Jared McCain as well. And the highlight and the good regards and good words that he's getting out of training camp. Also have some thoughts on Joel Embiid and what he's going through and how the team is going to manage him throughout the season. But we back, y'all. Happy to be with y'all. And I guess I got to do this again. Hear the intro. My boys, what up, y'all, man? Oh my God, I feel good to be back. I took an off-season break. Not a lot was happening after, you know, they signed Caleb. Who's the last person they signed? Quiñones. But I was taking like a little off-season break. But we are back for season two. I don't know if I'm taking an off-season break this season or whatever, but that we'll see. I'm trying to really take this, see how where we can grow this, see how we can build this, and see, you know, if I could take it to the next level, man. But like I said, we back season two. Y'all about to see my content just grow and grow. I'm really excited. I got some dope things for y'all this season. And when you're on YouTube. But, oh, speaking of YouTube, you already know, before you do anything, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button down below. I appreciate it. It helps me a lot. It supports me. It's free. Make sure y'all hit that button. But we back. You already know. Off the Cliff Show, brought to you by 14th and Market Podcast Network, Season 2. And guess who played for the Sixers tonight? My man Paul George made his debut. I'm smiling through it all. Can't believe this is my life. Paul George made it. He's here. He debuted. Nobody could watch the game for the first quarter because it was technical difficulties on NBA League Pass. No stream was working. Some FSU stuff was going on. I don't know, but the streams worked for the second quarter. He played up until the half of the third quarter, and dog, he looked amazing. He looked like everything Tobias Harris wasn't. Shot creation, tough shot making, getting to the basket, playing defense, doing little things. What did I say? Oh, having a little wiggle to his game, being able to get around defenders, working off of Tyrese Maxey, working off of Andre Drummond. Oh my God, we here. We pray for this. Sixers fans, I don't want y'all to think or like be like, oh my God, he's 34. Like we're going into the Phillies just lost. The Eagles suck right now. I don't want y'all having that mindset of like, I don't believe in the Sixers. This is a new era. This is the non-Tobias Harris era. And I need y'all to embrace that. But my boy Paul George tonight, 23 points, 6 rebounds, shot 4-for-9 from 3. He also shot 53% from the field. Played amazing tonight. Hit some very tough shots. Hit a couple step-back threes. Like I said, he was able to get to the basket at will. He's everything that we expected him to be. Of course, his first preseason game, probably wanted to go out there and, you know, prove a point. So we'll see how that translates over into the regular season. But I was just excited to see him out there with Tyrese Maxey. Joel Embiid did not play tonight. He had regularly scheduled maintenance on his knee. So we'll talk about Joel Embiid later. But Paul George was amazing. Everything that I thought he was going to be. Came here. He looked like, I keep saying it, everything that we were expecting him to be, and what is going to play dividends when we get into like the playoffs and how deep they can go because of his shot making ability, his just ability to think the game. Like, we don't have slow thinkers on this team anymore where it's like, oh my God, they're just like making rotations too late or they're too late to a ball. We have actual basketball players now, and that's what I'm excited about. Tyrese Maxey also tonight, 21 points, 2 assists, shot 7-for-14 from the field, 4-for-7 from 3. He looked unguardable. He looked like he can get to whatever spot that he wanted. It looks like nothing from a defensive standpoint is phasing him anymore. He put on some weight, got a little muscle. DiVincenzo was guarding him tonight, could not knock him off his path. He was getting to the rim at will. Still doesn't have a whistle. I don't know what's going on with that. He just needs to flop more, I guess. I don't know. I don't know why they're not giving him a whistle no more. But, again, Tyrese Maxey played amazing tonight. One thing I did want to talk about is Tyrese Maxey and Paul George playing off of each other. Yeah, they're still trying to learn each other right now. They're still trying to learn how to play off of each other as, like, a combination, especially without Joel there. But tonight, you could see they tried to work it out, but they tonight a little bit they were going a little bit one-on-one. But when it looked like when they were going one-on-one, like I said, they were getting each player was getting to whatever spot they wanted. And that was refreshing because like most nights we all know it with the Sixers and Joel Embiid being out. It's like if Tyrese Maxey doesn't go off, they don't win that game. But tonight they didn't win tonight. But but it was just refreshing to see like, all right, well, if Tyrese doesn't have it going, you could just give the ball to Paul George and he can go create. He can go be the offense for a little bit. And if Tyrese Maxey is going, then Paul George can go stand over the corner, into the corner and spot up and do like all the little things and he can go defend. So that was refreshing to see. But I'm just, you know, I'm hoping that they, you know, pick it up quick and, you know, really start to learn how to play off of each other. Like I said, make it like a little two-man game with them because they're going to have a bunch of nights with it where it's just them, especially with the way that the Sixers are seemingly going to handle Joel Embiid throughout this season. So it sounded like we're not going to get like a bunch of games out of Joel just so we can make sure that he is healthy going into the playoffs, and I have some thoughts on that. But like I said, Paul George, amazing tonight. Again, it is only preseason. One other thing I noticed and that really stuck out to me, and I didn't talk about it before, I don't think, is Paul George drew the assignment of Anthony Edwards. And that was Jay McDaniels guarding Tyrese? No, DiVincenzo was guarding Tyrese. And I just thought about it, like most nights, whoever the best defender is on the opposing team is going to have to pick between guarding Tyrese or Paul George, which means that the other player, whoever that defender picks, the other player out of Tyrese and PG are going to have the secondary defender, and they're going to be able to maybe go at their matchup. And I'm going to give the advantage to Tyrese or Paul George going against a secondary defender on the opposing team. That's just what it is. They're two all-stars. They should be able to take advantage of their matchup. So like that tonight, and Paul George, like I said, 23 points on Anthony Edwards, who's one of the best perimeter defending guards in the league. And Tyrese Maxey got off. They both got off 20 plus points. And this is all playing 3.5 quarters. So just imagine if they played the full game. Like this could be, I thought about it and I wanted to tweet it out. Like the Sixers, some nights are going to be able to blitz an opposing team just offensively where the opposing team they're just not going to be able to do anything about it because the Sixers finally have a bunch of players on the floor who can all score at any point from any spot. And it was really refreshing to see tonight because I'm like, oh my God, they're just going to be able to score at will most nights. And the opposing defense isn't going to be able to do anything about it. Hold on, I got Invisalign. Sorry, I was messing up my teeth. But they're going to be able to blitz opposing teams a lot this season just because of their ability to score and the weapons that they finally have, especially the nights that Joel Embiid plays. They're just going to be really hard to stop defensively. So I'm excited to see that. I just saw that a little bit tonight. Wanted to talk about it and bring that up. Also, we got some news about Jared McCain. He is looking like the best. I'm sorry, not the best rookie. One second, I have it right here. Let me just look it up. Okay, so from Tony Jones of The Athletic on Jared McCain, multiple team sources indicate Jared McCain has played extremely well in camp, especially on offense. He's played without fear, but most importantly, with patience. He also got great grace from Joel Embiid earlier, I want to say last week. Basically, Joel said he was the best player in camp. Now, this might be true. And I thought about it earlier, like I was really excited because I'm a Jared McCain fan. I think that he would bring something to the Sixers as far as shooting, especially in transition with him and Tyrese Maxey, especially his ability to knock down threes. And his thing coming out of college was transition threes. So I do like him, and he's a dog on defense. He works really hard. But I thought about it today. I'm like, why is he getting so much good press? And we haven't heard this out of a Sixers team, like somebody that has like taken that next step. They didn't even do it with Tyrese Maxey. So it got me to thinking, like, I feel like they're trying to prop him up to be a trade piece later in the season to go get a starting four that can rebound, starting three and D4 that can go rebound, defend, knock down threes. And I started thinking about it because if you really look at the Sixers roster, they already have one of the top three teams, maybe in the NBA, but definitely in the East, depending on health, of course. But when you look at that roster, you look at it and say they are like one 3-and-D, really good 3-and-D 4, like a Trey Murphy, a Herb Jones, a Tyree Eason, from being like the clear best team in the league on paper, roster construction wise. So I was thinking like why they would definitely go out and they would definitely use Jarrett McCain as a trade piece to go maybe get that player. Like you're hearing rumors of Trey Murphy. Like I said, Trey Murphy, Tyree Eason, Herb Jones, you're hearing rumors of those players because they're all, I think Tyree as well, all up for extensions and those teams might not want to pay them. And we've heard rumors as well as Daryl Morey, the Sixers ownership, they're willing to go into that second apron to acquire that type of player if they do become available. So it just had me thinking like maybe they're using Jarrett McCain as a trade piece or propping him up to make him a trade piece. Like, hey, he's been really good. We're stashing him because he's a rookie and he might not make the rotation because of what this team is right now. But if you want him, you're going to have to come off one of your young guys who are already established. We know they want some money. We can pay them over here. We can match salaries, whatever. But it just had me thinking. Again, Jarrett McCain fan. I was just thinking about it. He could possibly be a trade piece that they're looking to talk up. Also, Joel Embiid, the bandaging with his knee. I don't know how I want to feel about this. Like, I understand they're trying to manage him. I talked about it before. Like, are they being too cautious with him? Which, whatever, like, you... All that matters with the Sixers right now is the postseason. But I wanted him to be able to get into a rhythm during the season because we've seen that Joel's a rhythm player. My concern is he has come out and verbally said that he was it's just about him trusting and managing his knee. So I had it, that also got me thinking like, all right, is his knee okay? What's going on? Is he not 100% healthy? We know that he played in the Olympics, got the gold medal, but I'm just wondering like what's going on with his knee? Like, is everything fine? Like, I just want him to come out and say like, yo, everything's fine. I'm just trying to manage it and make sure that I'm good going into the season. But I don't know. It was just weird that he brought up his knee. And he said like he was still managing it. And then the team, like, they, of course they're going to have scheduled maintenance on his knee and reviews and looks at it. But even Nick Nurse said it. He was like, it's a regularly scheduled look at his knee, but we're waiting to see what happens there. Well, what do you mean? Is the knee good or not? So I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. Like, I hope he's good, but, and I'm sure he's good. Like, he played in the Olympics. Like, no way he's going to sit out the season opener. But again, he hasn't scrimmaged with the team yet. He didn't go with them today. Like I said, he had the schedule. He wasn't in Minnesota today. He's probably not going to be in Boston tomorrow because they play back-to-backs in the preseason now or whatever. But and I think they've been doing that, but it's just dumb. Why are we doing this? But yeah, I don't know what's going on with that. My thought is his knee is maybe probably like my, this is my gut, like my heart. He's fine. He's 100%. My gut, his knee is probably at about 85%. He's still trying to get it back to 100. The Olympics helped him get into a little bit better basketball shape. He also said that he lost a couple of pounds. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. It was just weird that they mentioned it like that. But yeah, man, that's everything. Season 2 is here. Got us some dope thumbnails, dope graphics for y'all. I'm just stick with me. We here. Show me all the support y'all can. I'm posting on, go follow me on Twitter on Off the Cliff Show. Go follow me on Instagram as well, Off the Cliff Show. And make sure y'all hit that like and subscribe button. It's important. Need y'all to do that. Share it with your friends. I'm out. Off the Cliff Show. We back. That'd be season 2.